Augusta by Steve Eubanks. This book is read by Tom Parker. The book is subtitled Home of the Masters Tournament. Dedication to my father, Frank Eubanks. Foreword by Frank DeFord. To H.L. Mencken's mischievous observation, if I had my way, no man guilty of golf would be eligible for any office of trust or profit in the United States. I would only add, if I had my way, no journalist guilty of golf would be allowed to cover the Masters. Certainly no sporting event in America, if indeed the whole world, has enjoyed such a sweetheart press. But then, as one old golfing journalist advised me long ago, nobody who covers the World Series longs to play center field for the Dodgers. No theater critic expects to get a good role on Broadway himself. But trust me, kid, every guy who covers the Masters writes about it with the thought in mind that if he hews to the party line, someday he might get an invitation to play there. Notwithstanding, even though the Masters benefits by such lapdog print coverage and absolutely controls television in a fashion that would make Nikita Khrushchev raise up in his grave with envy, the old rich men who rule the Masters still have a conniption fit any time any observer dares get up on his hind legs and bark. The Augusta National Golf Club is often compared in stuffiness to the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, which runs Wimbledon. Well, I've written about both institutions, and believe me, the All England is a Greenwich Village block party compared to Augusta. What a shame that the Masters has been disposed to arrogance and humorlessness. Bobby Jones wasn't himself at all like that.